listening to the Night Demon Network. Go to nightdemon.net/subscriber to unlock more exclusive content.
Buzz. Every weeknight, it's Buzz After Dark.
You like that?
Tonight. With Eric Steele.
Hang out with me Monday through Friday from 7 to midnight for the Buzz After Dark. It's kind of like the Titanic, except instead of 3 hours to sink, it takes 5 hours.
Freaks come out at night, that's for sure. The Buzz After Dark.
After Dark.
All night long.
Awesome tunes, clothing optional.
Hope you enjoyed the ride.
Weeknight 7 to midnight on 102.9 The Buzz.
Bill's Rock Station.
Hello, welcome to the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast. I'm your host, Nesbitt. Now, in the last few episodes, we really got into the details of how this Live Darkness album came to be recorded. So now you have the whole backstory, have all the history. So let's dig into these songs. This is Live Darkness Part 4. So, last episode, we went through the set list, and it's great, it's massive, it's well-paced, has a great flow, and it all starts out with a staple opener from the Darkness Remains tour set list, Welcome to the Night.
First song, you know, after all that buildup, all that waiting, all that day, all those bands playing before us, fucking finally getting out there. Everybody knew we were going to be recording this album, so there was a huge buzz going about it the whole day and everything before.
Obviously, we start with the sample for Welcome to the Night. It's a great opener, a lot of energy, a lot of focus, a lot of attack on just getting down to business. Here we go. It's time for the show. Let's get into it.
So highlights for me from the show, I mean, right off the bat, Welcome to the Night. When you hear that crowd chanting Night Demon and that intro comes in, I mean, you could just feel the excitement there. And standing backstage before we ran out, it was one of those moments that you dream of. You close your eyes and you daydream as a kid about those lights going down and your intro playing and the crowd just relentless. And that did happen that night, and that was so good. It's hard for me to remember specific things because I was pretty nervous, and it was, we just went for it. Again, it's song after song after song with Night Demon.
There's a cool little detail I want to pick out on this song, and it just shows how pumped up and hungry this band is to kick ass. And it's when you isolate the drum track, there's a cool little detail in there. After those first few drum beats, the mics on the drum set pick up Dusty, and you can totally hear that he's ready to kick ass.
Yelling at the crowd, and then being able to hear that in the microphones later when we were editing it, it was like, oh shit, that's me yelling. So that was cool. I think I'm like, you know, I said something like, come on, you fuckers, something like that.
There's a review of this album on metaltemple.com. And when they talk about this song in particular, they describe it as having a savage energy. And you can totally hear it in the drumming on this song. And this is part of what makes Night Demon such a good live band, is this energy that they have when they play live. Man, you can hear Dusty's playing. He's really like driving the song ahead. So much energy there. The band sounds super tight. They just come off a full year of touring, and man, they're, as Dusty says, firing on all cylinders. And Armand, right out of the gate with a ripping solo. Here it is, isolated. Man, I love that. And then they come out of Welcome to the Night into Full Speed Ahead. It's like this 1-2 punch, no bullshit in between.
We don't really stop in between songs, you know. It's like a breath and then boom, we're into the next thing. No stops, no talking, no bullshit. Just go through the whole fucking thing, you know.
So Welcome to the Night, Full Speed Ahead. It's like this 1-2 punch. It's like a relentless onslaught.
Then bang, right into Full Speed Ahead, another ripper. Just keeps the energy going. And then at this show, we went right into Ritual. That's three fast songs right off the bat. We really wanted to hit people hard coming out of the gates.
So nonstop energy, three songs spanning three different releases. Got Welcome to the Night from Darkness Remains, then Full Speed Ahead from Curse of the Damned, and then Ritual from their self-titled EP. So three songs spanning three releases. It's a pretty cool way to open your set. Then they take it down a bit into crowd favorite Curse of the Damned.
And then you have Curse of the Damned. A little bit of a drum intro, which kind of takes it back a little bit. Gives us a second to breathe. And then we're off to the races.
One thing I haven't mentioned yet is Jarvis's voice on this album. You heard in the last few episodes, he was kind of feeling under the weather, had a bit of a sore throat. It doesn't come through on his vocals at all. His vocals are dead on. And with all the talk of them, you know, being a little bit nervous before the big show, I feel like once they got on stage, the nerves kind of melted away. There's a little bit of like rasp in there. There's a lot of power behind his vocals. And there's like this feeling of urgency in his delivery. He's really singing his heart out on these songs.
The sing-alongs, the Curse of the Damned, the middle part where everybody likes to sing along is just a huge, always a huge thing. Unfortunately, it didn't come across on the recording as much as we wanted it to. We were really bummed about that. But for some reason, you know, like I said, you just kind of got to deal with what you get. That's it.
What is up, Night Demon Heavy Metal podcast listeners? This is your resident motor mouth, Jarvis Leatherby, telling you about something very, very special here. The Decibel Hall of Fame Anthology Volume 3. This is a book, guys. That's right. We all know Decibel Magazine as the number one metal magazine in North America for many years running. But you know what? They also have a fucking killer book series, okay? I want to tell you about this, the Decibel Hall of Fame Anthology Volume 3. This limited edition hardcover includes 25 Hall of Fame stories from Decibel's revered monthly series of artist interviews on the making of their classic extreme music albums. Featured in this book are stories behind classic albums such as Stained Glass by Judas Priest, apocalyptic raids from our good buddy Tom Warrior's Hellhammer, Pleasure to Kill from Teutonic German Terror creator. Court in the Act from the legendary new wave of British heavy metal gods, Satan. And of course, Abigail from the legendary King Diamond. And last but not least, Night Demon's personal favorite, Heartwork from the only other band from Liverpool, Carcass. So guys, please head on over right now to store.decibelmagazine.com and grab a copy to read the definite stories of heavy metal's definitive albums. Put in the promo code Night Demon upon checkout to receive 10% off. That's Night Demon, one word, all capital letters. Get your 10% store.decibelmagazine.com. While you're there, guys, go ahead and grab a subscription of the Mag 2. They've got a great vinyl flexi series. Do yourselves a favor here. Get on the level. Store.decibelmagazine.com. Promo code Night Demon. See ya.
So welcome to the night, Full Speed Ahead, Ritual and Curse of the Dam. That makes up the first side of the first vinyl of this triple vinyl album. So you flip it over, and the next track, Dawn Rider.
I really do like the way that side B starts with Dawn Rider into Save Me Now, into Hollow Ground. I mean, Dawn Rider is just one of those songs. And when that starts and that double bass comes, when you hear the crowd come up there, I mean, they know what's going down.
With Dawn Rider, you know, I come in with the double bass and, you know, here we go.
Man, I love Dusty's drumming on that one. Next up is Save Me Now, and this is like a personal favorite of mine. I think this is kind of maybe an underrated Night Demon song, but it just rocks. It comes in with a really trippy, creepy-sounding intro.
And then Save Me Now got a little bit of a break with the sampler. You know, that was something we planned out with having the intro play. And I trigger those intros behind the kit. I have to hit the buttons on that and get that going. And then I get a little bit of a water break and get to kind of wipe down a bit. We segued right into Hollowed Ground. It was pretty cool the way we came into that. And the crowd was really responsive with the quick change. You know, it was neat that they could follow that.
It is a cool transition between those two songs. it's like Armand said, you know, there's no banter, no bullshit. It's just, you know, a nonstop, relentless onslaught of Night Demon classics. And they never lose momentum. I love this version of Hallowed Ground. It has this crazy intensity. And one thing that comes up in this song that I haven't addressed yet in this album is live, just how good Armand's background vocals are. So check out this clip and listen to Armand's background vocals. You can tell this band has been touring and touring, and their chemistry is just perfect. Up next is an awesome version of Made in Hell. Now, this is the song that got me into Night Demon. And I particularly want to point out the guitar solo in the song and Armand's tone and the effects he uses on the guitar on the solo.
My vintage Marshall 1968 Super Bass Plexi, heavily modified. I put that puppy on a plane, in a case, wrapped in extra bubble wrap, took all the tubes out, everything, and basically prayed that it would make it to Cleveland, you know, without any major hangups. And it did, and it sounds fucking great. And that's what's on that record. It's going through two different cabinets with two sets of mics on each cabinet, and fuck, I couldn't be happier with the guitar sound.
Then there's a little bit of a break right before Made in Hell. That was kind of me taking a little bit too long to count it off. I wish I would have gone a little bit faster, but I didn't. And then Jarvis talks a little bit before Mastermind. And that was a great song to throw in there. One of my favorites for sure.
So up until now, there's been almost no stage banter. The songs have been coming rapid fire. And like Dusty says, Jarvis kind of addresses the crowd for a few seconds. And I think it sounds pretty cool, but not everybody thinks so.
I think it would have been my own stage banter. I really try not to talk too much while we play, but for some reason, and I think it was just because of the nervousness of the whole thing or because I was feeling under the weather, my stage banter between songs is very subdued, and that is a terrible representation of what we bring to the stage. As many of you know, at a Night Demon show, I'm screaming my head off. My voice cracks all the time because I'm screaming at the audience in between the songs, let's fucking go, getting people pumped up. And I felt that we delivered that with our energy and with the music on this record, but I feel personally that I fell short on my delivery, speaking to the audience. I think I kept it too casual. I wanted to bring them in as they were, like they were a part of it, and they were a part of it, and you can hear these crazy motherfuckers on it. But having the chance to do it again, I would have matched their intensity with my banter between the songs.
How the hell we doing out there tonight, Cleveland? Here's a song about doing what you want to do with your life. No matter what the fuck anybody fucking tells you. This is Mastermind.
I don't know. I think Jarvis's banter sounds just fine. And I want to bring up again Armand's guitar tone.
Nothing crazy. Like I said, the amp is a vintage Marshall Plexi with a overdrive mod. I have a Maxon overdrive pedal that I use to kick it into overdrive. MXR delay, carbon copy delay, Phase 90 phaser pedal, and the miniature Jimi Hendrix wah. It's pretty funny. Very Spinal Tap. It's like if you ever seen a wah pedal, it's like a quarter of the size. But I have a small pedal board with a bunch of these little mini pedals on them so that I can fly with it. You know, obviously we do a lot of fly dates and it's hard to, you know, get those things, you know, and luggage and all that stuff. So the smaller, the better when it comes to that. So compact. So that's a big thing these days. I got a lot of pedals that are like shrunken down. So that's a cool one. It sounds really good, but it's really small.
I love the sound of that wah on the intro. So cool.
Hey guys, Jarvis jumping in here. I want to tell you about Shadow Kingdom Records. Shadow Kingdom was the first domestic label to release Night Demon on CD. They put out the EP in 2013, and they also released the vinyl version of Live Darkness. Listen, you guys need to get your ass to the Shadow Kingdom Records store, okay? Right now, they're offering 10% off for all Night Demon Heavy Metal podcast listeners. Just go to the website, put in the code NIGHTDEMON10. That's NIGHTDEMON10, all capital letters, NIGHTDEMON10. No spaces. Put that promo code in upon checkout to get 10% off. Right now, guys, they have the Bloodstar 7-inch, which has sold over 1,500 copies, and these guys cannot hold on to it. So this next pressing, you want to get that before it goes out, okay? Also, SKR Compilation Volume 1. Guys, this is free on Bandcamp. They're giving it away for free. So not only are you going to go to ShadowKingdomRecords.com and put in the code, all capital letters, no spaces, NIGHTDEMON10 upon checkout, you're also going to go to their Bandcamp site and get this compilation for free. You're going to hear tons of fantastic fucking heavy metal. If you love us, you're going to love this label. Check it out, ShadowKingdomRecords.com. Put in the promo code NIGHTDEMON10 and receive 10% off of your entire order. Do it.
And then On Your Own, come in with a drum intro, and you can actually hear me yell at the crowd and tell them to get going. If you actually listen hard enough, you can hear me yelling on through the drum mics.
So again, a pumped up Dusty screaming at the crowd to get going. He did it at the beginning of the album. He does it again here now. He's so pumped up, he's just yelling at the crowd. And the microphones that are there to pick up his drum sound are picking up his voice. He's screaming so loud. So On Your Own kicks off what's actually the third side of this triple vinyl. And that leads up to, in my opinion, one of the highlights of this whole album. A blistering performance of Life on the Run.
And then we go into Life on the Run, another energetic song.
This song is awesome. It's so awesome they made a video for it. So June 18th, 2018, the video for Life on the Run comes out. It's a video single to promote the album. And it's pretty cool. It's got a lot of live footage of Night Demon, which is fitting that this track is from a live album. But I think what makes it cool is, interspersed with all this live footage, there's some cool behind-the-scenes footage. So there's the guys in Night Demon backstage, loading gear out of a van, footage of them on planes, driving between venues. There's a cool shot of Armand, you know, adjusting his pedal board. So earlier we were talking about his effects pedals. If you want to get a look at them, you can watch this video. I recommend you check it out. It's on YouTube, Life on the Run official video. But this track is one of the many highlights on this album, in my opinion.
Another track that I thought turned out really good was Life on the Run. And that song hadn't gotten too much attention by that point, but that song came out so good that we ended up doing the actual music video for the live record for that song, because there's some layers on that song on the record, but when you hear it live, especially when it goes into that end section with the solo, I really personally liked the way that my bass sounded on there, and the performance was just really good. The energy was there. The ending with the harmonies, with the guitar and the bass. And I did some kind of little soulful like inflection on my voice there. I was just really feeling it.
When you isolate the vocals coming out of Jarvis's microphone, you can really hear that. Like he said, he's really feeling this one. Something else I'd like to point out, and this song is a good example, is how tight the rhythm section in this band is. Dusty and Jarvis together are just so tight. And don't forget that this band is a three-piece. And the way Jarvis approaches his bass lines, the way it works with the drums and Armand's guitar playing, it creates such a full sound. I mean, I don't know what to say. These guys are a well-oiled machine.
We'll be right back. And then that went right into Howling Man, which is definitely a Cleveland favorite for sure. Once that thunder and that rain starts and the lights go down, people definitely know what time it is.
I trigger all of the samples during our shows. Now I have a drumstick pad that I hit, but I have to make sure I'm on a certain number. Back then, I had a Roland pad that is Jarvis's that we had downloaded all the intros to, and in the dark, I can see the light-up buttons for it because we black out the lights before I hit the samples. And being that I'm stationary, it's easy for me to just hit the samples. And I can also hit them at the right time so that there's not a lot of downtime. You know, if you rely on somebody else to hit the samples, you know, sometimes they forget or whatever. It's better to do it ourselves. And Jarvis has too much stuff going on, and so does Armand. So, you know, they have their own pedals and all their stuff. So it's easy for me to just be able to trigger all the samples. And in the future, I'll be doing that as well. So that's just kind of like my job outside of playing drums is just, you know, make sure I'm hitting these samples. And I have to write on my set list sometimes, like, you know, to really just remind myself to, you know, hit the right sample. I've done it before in the past where I hit the wrong sample to the wrong song and it sucks. So that's like the worst feeling ever.
For me, this run of Life on the Run into The Howling Man and then into Black Widow, one of my favorite runs on this album.
And Armand's guitar tones are just fucking sick on this record. I mean, it just sounds so good. He plays so well. A lot of that tone is in his hands, but really, I'm just so happy with the guitar sound on this record. I mean, the whole thing sounds great to me, but the guitar sound is really where it's at.
And if you're used to listening to the album version, the guitar tone is a little different. It's a really great tone, and I think it's cool where on the album version, there's the two guitar harmonies, but live with the one guitarist, he kind of alternates between the two different guitar lines, and it sounds pretty cool. So out of Black Widow, then they're back to their debut EP with Ancient Evil. And that's one of the coolest things about this set list and this show is there's so many rare tracks played. They dig deep and they play almost every single song they have. And Ancient Evil kicks ass, and it deserves to be in the set list. Here's Kit Ekman.
Set list nuggets. It was really exciting to see fans' reaction to the unexpected songs that were played. There were deep cuts. I mean, take a song like Ancient Evil, which, by the way, is one of my favorite tracks. And anytime I get any say in a Night Demon set list, I'm always asking for Ancient Evil.
The lyrics to the song Ancient Evil. I love the line, "Can you hear Cthulhu's call?" And then there's a line in there that says, "Satan's will shall be done," which is kind of cool because the next song they play after this is Satan.
One of the segues that we started doing that we always do now, but I think that Live Darkness really spawned this, especially during our rehearsals, was Ancient Evil into Satan. We do these big hits at the end and then right into this big ring out in E flat. And I yell, "This is Satan." And then Dustin does the count and then we go right in. That was super awesome too.
Those are songs that a lot of Night Demon fans hadn't heard played live before. And you could feel the energy kind of step up on those tracks because they were new to people. Not new in the sense they didn't know the songs, but new in the sense of, oh, we're getting to hear these live. This is cool.
So at this point in the set list, Night Demon had something in mind. Because this live album was taking place in Cleveland, the guys in the band thought it would be cool to write a song about Cleveland. So this live album would have been the place where they debuted this new song. But it didn't quite work out.
Yes, originally we did plan to have a new track, an exclusive new song on this live record. And the working title for that song was called The Heart of It All. And so the heart of it all was the slogan for the state of Ohio for a long time. And I think in the 80s or the 90s, they may have changed it to the birthplace of aviation, which I don't know. I think the Wright brothers were born there, but I think it was Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, where they actually took their, where the first plane actually got in the air. So I don't know why they did that. I thought the heart of it all is a great slogan for the state because it really says a lot about the people. And actually the state of the shape, the outline of it is kind of the shape of a heart. So we had made some Night Demon t-shirts that had Rocky with holding a bleeding heart in his hand and had the state of Ohio, the shape around it. We had done that previously when we went to headline the Agora Ballroom, and then we made another run of them and had them available at this live show that we did for Live Darkness. The song just didn't come together, and I felt like I was forcing it, and the lyrics I had were kind of cheesy. And it's like, you know, what can you say about Cleveland? What can you say about these people? There's so much to say. It's hard for me to put it into a song. Not to say that we won't do it one day, but it just didn't come across right. But interestingly enough, the music that we had written for that song became the music for Empire's Fall.
So the song about Cleveland didn't quite come together, but the music didn't go to waste. It turned out as the kick-ass Night Demon single, Empire's Fall. On a side note, those t-shirts that Jarvis was just talking about, there are a very limited amount of them in the Night Demon subscriber store. So these are shirts from that era that were put aside. They're pulling them out now, putting them in the subscriber store, nightdemon.net/subscriber. So we're making our way through this triple live album. Next week, we have a bunch more tracks to cover. I've got stories about the cover art. There's lots more to talk about. Be sure to check out nightdemon.net and become a subscriber, and you can check out all the bonus content. There's tons of bonus content for Live Darkness. There's unedited interviews, unreleased pictures and photos from the show, the gear list, candid shots from soundcheck, unreleased tracks, and in the subscriber store, you can get your hands on a rare triple LP in red. I'm not even sure how many of these were pressed. So Live Darkness in triple red vinyl. Very limited amounts. If you missed out on getting one, now's your chance. Something cool about these triple vinyls too. There's three vinyl albums. There's five sides of music, and that extra sixth side is etched with the Night Demon logo. And it looks pretty badass. Well, that is it for this week. This is Nesbitt, signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast. Head over to nightdemon.net, click on the subscriber tab, and sign up to access exclusive weekly bonus content. If you would like to donate to support the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast, you can do so through PayPal at paypal.me/nightdemonmetal. Additionally, if you have not already done so, please subscribe, like, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Unbearable suspense keeps you on the edge of an abyss of terror.
Take a cult film odyssey into cinema madness with Cinematic Void. Based in Los Angeles, Cinematic Void is a film series that specializes in horror and exploitation films. Currently, we are hosting Cinematic Void Up All Night in the Cinemadness Movie, a monthly virtual screening series, as well as the Cinematic Void podcast, where we dive deeper into the world of cult cinema. You can find Cinematic Void on the World Wide Web at cinematicvoid.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you like what we do, you can support Cinematic Void by joining our Patreon. Until next time, see you in the void.